Pass the salt.
It's time.
Hey, you, pass the salt.
You know what, why it's disintegrating? Because we're jellyfish.
Hey, pass the salt, will you?
Pass the salt.
Pass the salt, amigo.
It's time. It's time.
I think they could give us a new name. I believe we are Evan Jellyfish.
Hey, will you pass the salt?
Pass the salt.
We need salt over here.
It's time for Pass the Salt.
Pass the salt.
But we like to share the gospel without any backbone to it, see?
The views, opinions, and seemingly outrageous comments expressed in this program are based on the Holy Spirit leading of a man called Coach.
I gotta ask you this out there, Christian America.
It's time for Pass the Salt with a Coach, Dave Dobenmeyer.
Man, I love doing this. I love this show. I love getting up in the morning. I love talking to all these guys before the show tips off. I love talking to all of them after the show tips off. Praise the Lord for today, which is what, the 14th of April, 2017. Lord's not making another one. I get to go play some golf this morning. Yes, sirree. I'm going to have to go out and suffer on the golf course with my son and my nephew's 40th birthday. Going to go have a little bit of fun. I'm just amazed sometimes. I'm amazed a lot of times, but I'm really amazed because I know me. I know me. And I know that some of the stuff that we dig into, I was just telling my wife before I came down, man, oh man, there's so much stuff on the internet. There's so much truth on the internet. Oh no, there's a lot of lies on the internet, fake news, right? There's a lot of true news on the internet as well. And I just continue to be amazed at how me, I'm talking about me now, not you, I'm talking about me, how little I know, or how little I knew, or how much stuff I knew that wasn't true. Oh, my. And here's what I would encourage you folks out there to do. Those of you who watch us regularly or listen to us regularly or however it might be, please understand this. As I've said many, many times, I feel like I'm a fish out of water because I'm not a theologian. And sometimes I feel a little bit inferior because I'm saying, Lord, who am I? I mean, I'm talking about this stuff, and I get nervous sometimes when I come on the air because I don't want to say something that's not true. I don't want to say something that I want the Holy Spirit to guide us to all truth. And I'm thinking, how can I be finding this stuff out? How can this be going on? And I want to encourage you because you encourage me today. By the way, those of you who send emails, I read every one of them. I do. And I try to respond to them. If you send me a real long one, I sometimes don't have the time to dialogue a real long email back, but I read them. And I just want to thank some of you out there for the emails yesterday in particular of encouragement that I got from some of you folks. Blew me away. Because we are really, it's like we've been doing a series. You know, I don't like to do series, but this whole thing regarding Israel has become almost a series. And it's going to be the last day I'm really going to talk about it. We're going to have Pastor Charles Jennings on with us on Monday. It's going to really blow you away with some of the information he's going to provide to you. But then I'm going to move off of this. But I think, again, if you really want to know what's going on, you're going to have to do a little bit of digging and a little bit of research. Just go to YouTube, just Google, and the information that pops up. And I never give you guys anything that's one source. I never do. If I find something on here, I try to go find another one that confirms it out of the mouth of two or three witnesses. Try to. Now, that doesn't mean some of the information I give you is maybe I misspeak it, maybe I confuse it, but I want you to know that I'm trying to do it out of a pure heart. And I was encouraged today because I heard from two pastors. Yeah. I heard from two pastors in the last 24 hours who thanked me for opening their eyes. Now, brothers, I don't know what you think. I think that's fruit. I'm encouraged and honored to be here. I'm going to try to have the Holy Spirit guide us into more truth here today. It's always good to see Robert. I haven't seen him in a while. Welcome in the queue here, Robert. And I feel sorry for those of you who weren't able to get in here today, but we're up and running. And what's it say? The world's on fire. The culture's disintegrating. Hey, pass the salt. Well, that's what we're going to try to do here this morning. And for those of you who haven't been watching or haven't been listening, or if you missed a day or two there, that's okay. We've been talking about the fact that not all Israel is Israel. And I want you to remember that in the scriptures, it tells us that if it were possible, the very elect themselves would be deceived. If it were possible. Second Thessalonians. Jared, let's go there real quick, as we've used it before, but let's go there a little bit. Excuse me, as our Bible verse. Because there's a lot of stuff circulating through our churches that is not true. I'm sorry, Jared, I said that and then I didn't tell you exactly where. I think it's 3. Let me see here. A lot of things circulating through it. Hey, folks, I think we believe in a lot of stuff in our churches that isn't true. Too, Jared. A lot of things that we're believing in our churches that just are not true. Or think about this. I'm not trying to besmirch anybody, although I don't care if I do. Some of you love your pastor. I hope you all love your pastor. I love my pastor. But ask yourself this. Where did he learn what he's teaching you? I'm pausing for effect. Where did he learn what he's teaching you? And you're believing what he taught you, and you don't even really know where he learned it. And if he's teaching you something that's not true, it's not that he's a bad guy. It's that he's been taught something that wasn't true. Handing down tradition after, for instance, this one, I've used this one before. I asked people, hey, how many animals did Noah take on the ark? And everybody says, well, that's easy. Two of each kind. No, we've been taught that. We've been taught that from Disney. We watched Noah's Ark on Disney and see the animals marching on two by two, marching on the ark. And now most places that you go, you ask people how many animals did Noah take on the ark, they'll say two of each kind, and it's not true. It's in Genesis. I'm not going to go there. Trust me. We believe we've been taught things, programmed things that just aren't true. Noah, when he went in the ark, he took two unclean, a male and a female of unclean, and he took seven pairs of clean. You didn't know that, did you? Well, because a lot of things that are passed down to us, we just agree that this is what happened. And dare I say it, here on Good Friday, the tradition of Easter, Lord, don't let me get too deep in the woods here, but I'm trying to prove a point here. Easter, folks, comes from Ishtar. Easter is not a Christian holiday. I'm sorry. It's not a Christian holiday. Just Google, do some research on it. It's not. And the whole idea of rabbits and eggs, and you think about it. We put the resurrection of Jesus Christ in the middle of Easter. Today, on Good Friday, he was crucified. Tradition would tell us he was crucified. The death of Jesus. But Easter has become the celebration of Easter. I'm not going to get in the weeds. I'm trying to show you today that we've been taught traditions, okay? We follow traditions. And I want us to follow the truth. So let's go to 2 Thessalonians real quick. I got a lot of stuff going, man. Whew. Now we beseech you, brothers, by the coming of our Lord Jesus Christ and by our gathering together unto him, that you be not soon shaken in mind or be troubled, neither by the Spirit nor by the word, nor by letter from us, as that day of Christ is at hand. Let no man deceive you by any means. Hang on. That means you can be deceived, right? It's by some means. Let no man deceive you by any means, for that day shall not come except there come a what? Falling away first. That the man of sin be revealed, the son of perdition, who opposeth and exalteth himself above all that is called God or that is worshipped, so that he as God, sitteth in the temple of God, showing himself to be that he is God. Remember, Jesus, our Father said, no other gods before him. No other gods. Remember ye not that when I met you, I told you these things? Paul says, and you know? And now you know what withholdeth that he might be revealed in his time. Okay, stay with me. 2,000 years ago, Paul says, for the mystery of iniquity doth already work. See, the deception began almost immediately. That's what Paul's saying. The mystery of iniquity is already at work. It's already happening. Only he who letteth will let until he be taken out of the way. And then shall the wicked be revealed, whom the Lord shall consume with the spirit of his mouth, and he shall destroy with the brightness of his coming, even him whose coming is after the working of Satan with all power and signs and lying wonders. Understand, it's a spirit of Antichrist that's going to manifest. It's all with me. It's the actual devil, the spirit of the devil. Even him who is coming after the work of Satan with all power, signs, lying wonders. Verse 10. And with all deceivableness of unrighteousness in them that perish. Because, listen, they received not the love of the truth that they might be saved. And for this cause, what cause? Well, they received not the love of the truth that they might be saved. And because of that, God's going to send them a strong delusion that they should believe a lie. Wow. Wow, Tim. God's sending the delusion as judgment. God is sending the... He said, all right, you guys want to believe a lie? Okay, here you go. Here you go. Wow. That they all might be damned who believe not the truth, but had pleasure in unrighteousness. Wow. So the strong delusion's coming, and it's before us, and it's... The word says if it's possible, the very elect themselves would be deceived. Cool. Anybody want to... comment on the word before I jump into what I got before me here today. I want to make a not a correction, an addition from yesterday. Listen, folks. Jesus was a Hebrew. Heber. The lineage was named after Heber, who I believe was Abraham's grandfather. So everybody from Abraham on down were Hebrews, not Jews. You understand that? It's critical that we understand that. Jew is a kind of a made-up term that was short for Judean, the tribe of Judah. That was a certain tribe. But all of those who are under the Abrahamic covenant are Hebrews. Hebrews. It's like, I don't even, it's a mischaracteristic, characterizing of who people are. So now, therefore, we believe that all the followers of Abraham were Jews, and they weren't Jews, they were Hebrews. You with me? It's critical we understand that, see? Because if we don't identify properly who it is that we're talking about, then we're really, really, really going to get caught in the weeds. Okay? So we're talking about Hebrews and Jews being one of the family twigs of Hebrews, of Jews. Yes. Okay, cool. Here's what I want you to see today. Here's what we don't get. Zionism. What is Zionism? Well, talked to a lot of people, and they say, you know, I don't know. And I ran into a woman the other day, and I brought up the term Zionism, and she says, well, I'm a Zionist. I said, well, what does that mean? She says, well, I'm for the Jewish nation. Well, so am I. But Zionism is a religion. Basically, it's a religion. Zionism. And Zionism is the idea that the Jews, the promotion of the Jews returning to Israel, it's called Zionism. See, if I think I got a little clip here. No, maybe I don't. Brother Nathaniel, I'm going to play this real quick. This is on Zionism. Hear me. Not all Jews support Zionism. Zionism is a secular move to bring the Jewish people into a Jewish government. And not all Jews, there we are again, see. Think about this. When you see our elected officials represent us, our elected officials go to Washington, D.C., and they represent us, and they represent us in a way that we don't agree with. See, that's not what I voted for. What is that all about? Well, that goes on in Zionism as well, that those who are in control of the nation of Israel, the leaders, may not represent what the people believe. You following me? And so what America has bought into, America has bought into Zionism, which is the promotion of the Jewish state of Israel. That's Zionism. That's not the same as being a Hebrew. That's not the same as Judaism. It's not Judaism. It's not the same as none of that. Zionism is a political movement for the establishment of a Jewish state in Israel. Zionism basically began in 1948, right after the Second World War, where they went through the Holocaust. And so those who are manipulating behind the scenes, don't ever forget this, folks. It's the seed of the serpent against the seed of the woman. There are no two sides in this battle. And if the devil has to use religion, he will use religion. He will masquerade and he will deceive in any possible way that he can. And so we know that ultimately the battle's between those two seeds, okay? And because of the confusion, and I'm talking about the confusion in American Christianity. That's what I'm focusing on here today. And I'm going to say it again now, even though I've said it 1,000 times. This is for Right Wing Watch and anybody that might be out there. I have no bone to pick with the Jewish people. I have no bone to pick with the Buddhist people. I have no bone to pick with pagans. I have no bone to pick with them. They're free to follow whatever they want to, but I have a bone to pick with it when they tell me that Christianity is in bed with paganism. Say Easter. Now I got a bone to pick with it. Okay? So all of you out there are going to go through the anti-Semitic rant. I don't care about that. It doesn't bother me. That is not at all what we're talking about here. We're talking about something that is so insidious that if it were possible, the very elect themselves would be deceived. Now, I play Brother Nathaniel every once in a while because he looks like we would think a Jew looks like. So he carries a little bit more credibility than just me, old white-faced me sitting here, gray hair, white-faced me. So, well, he's a Jew hater. He's an anti-Semite. Well, Brother Nathaniel was a Jew, and he's come to Christ. And in his ministry, he's exposing the lies of Judaism. So he made this video. It's called Zionism, which is the religion of the Antichrist. Let me call time out here. Does anybody have a question about Zionism? What I'm talking about when I'm talking about Zionism? Zionism is, again, a secular move to see the Jews return to their homeland. 1948, that homeland was established, but it was not a religious movement. It was a political movement. And today in America, we are worshiping Zionism, the reestablishment of a Jewish nation. You're with me, aren't you? You're with me? You understand what I'm talking about? We think because we Christians are so dumbed down, we think that to support Zionism is to support the Jews. And I'm going to show you a video here. A lot of Jews hate Zionism. They hate it. They said that wasn't, God didn't do that. God didn't bring the Jews back to Jerusalem. That's what many Jews, I'm going to show you that here. But here's Brother Nathaniel. It's about 3 minutes, maybe 4 minutes, talking about Zionism is the religion of the Antichrist. Listen, don't ever forget. Yes, Israel's going to play a big part in how this whole thing's going to wind down, but that doesn't necessarily mean that the devil doesn't have a finger in what's going on as well. Let's watch this real quickly here.
Orthodoxy and the Religion of the Future is a groundbreaking book written in the 1970s by Father Seraphim Rose. But New Age spirituality, which the author anticipated would be the religion of the future and the religion of the Antichrist, has ebbed and flowed away. There's a new religion looming over the horizon, and its coming is already rooted in the present. You see, I grew up as a Jew, and we were taught that all the religions of the Gentiles, including the holy faith of the Orthodox Church, were idol-worshipping religions. In their stead, the strange God of Talmudic Judaism, as charted by popular Jewish books trumpeting Jewry's manifest destiny, would ultimately foist his rule on the Gentiles through the Jewish people in the not-too-distant future. I say the strange God of the Talmud because it's a different God than the true God of the Bible. This is shown by Judaism's Kol Nidre prayer, introduced by the rabbis in the Middle Ages, prayed by the synagogue every year on Yom Kippur, soon to be celebrated this Tuesday evening. The Kol Nidre prayer cancels all oaths and promises made by each and every Jew in advance of the coming year. In other words, it grants to Jewry a license to lie.
Kol Nidre Vesare Vachrame.
This is contrary to the God of the Bible, who commands that once oaths and promises are made, they are to be fulfilled. Is it any surprise, then, that the Lord Jesus Christ called the Jews who rejected him, of their father the devil, a liar from the beginning? Now, the synagogue's hoped-for rule over the Gentiles began when a new branch of Judaism aimed at bringing the masses under its fold, yet still maintaining the wall of separation between the Jew and the Gentile, sprouted in the 1960s, and the masses have been under its spell ever since. This religion for the Gentiles I call Holocaustianity, which establishes as the central event of history Jewish suffering during World War II. Stripped of its historical context, in which 15 million German civilians and prisoners of war were murdered by the Allies, Holocaustianity presents the Jew as the sole sufferer of the war and confers upon corpses of the Jewish dead a special sanctity. Holocaust museums, subsidized by Gentile tax money, are the new shrines of the Western world, complete with their own high priest, con man Elie Wiesel.
To forget that that would mean not only to betray them, but to give them a second death.
With the masses spellbound by Holocaustianity, that demands that the Gentiles worship the Jewish dead while denying the resurrection of Jesus Christ, the signs of the coming Antichrist, who the Orthodox Church teaches will be a Jew, are manifest. Now, will the Gentiles convert to Judaism en masse? No, I'm not saying this at all. It is Judaism and its effects, molding the minds of the masses via Jewish monopoly of the media, affairs of state, and academia, that fixes the Jewification of the Western world as the all-encompassing force of the apocalypse to come. This force, where all things Jewish mesmerize the masses, will be the order of the Antichrist, whose first sacrificial rite will be to strike his seal deep into the wrists and foreheads of the willing and the unprepared. The task of the Orthodox Church is to prepare its people for this sure and certain religion of the future. For Judaism and its effects has already done its deadly work, where even the elect, for fear of the Jews, are allowing themselves to be deceived.
Zionism, okay? Zionism, that's what we're talking about here. We're not talking about fighting against Judaism or Jews. We're talking about this secular governmental religious force known as Zionism. Can anybody step to the plate and make a comment here? Anybody got anything bubbling inside them that they'd like to comment on?
You know, Coach, I just said, what is the promise about? We all forget when we talk about Abraham and Isaac and Jews. We forget, especially Christians, what is the promise all about to us? What a great truth.
Right. Right. And so the point that they're making, Tim, so they tend to call us Holocaust deniers. You heard what he said. 50 million people died, right? And part of the gig, remember, these are Khazar Jews. These are not bloodline Jews, okay? Folks, we've been so deceived. These are not bloodline Jews. And they've used the Holocaust as a sympathy thing from which to launch this Zionist attack on this Zionist religious attack on all things Christian. That's the way that I see it. And it's not that I'm anti, I'm not even going to apologize for it again. Let's go to this, Jared. Pull it up there real quick. It says Zionism and Judaism are not the same thing. I want you folks to see this because it's important that you understand that but that you just understand what's going on here. Zionism, Jared, shoot that up there for us, brother. There it is. Zionism, Judaism and Zionism are not the same. And this is from a Jews United Against Zionism. Do you see that, folks? You see that at the top? Not all Jews are for Zionism. Now let's read this real quickly here. We would like to take a few minutes of your time to prevent you from making a terrible mistake that many have that may have disastrous results. You have always, without a doubt, heard and read much about the political crisis in the Middle East, in which the state of Israel plays a central role. This is, in fact, an ongoing series of crises with potential to bring the greatest misfortune on the entire world. Tragically, many believe that Zionism and Judaism are identical. Folks, this is from a Jewish source. Thus, they conclude that the entire Jewish people is responsible for the actions of the Zionist government and the world crisis which emanates from it. This is a grave error. The truth is that the Jewish faith and Zionism are two very different philosophies. They are as opposite as night and day. The Jewish people have existed for thousands of years. In their 2,000 years of divinely decreed exile, no Jew ever sought to end this exile and establish independent political sovereignty anywhere. You understand what he's saying? No Jew ever wanted to go back to Israel. That was not what they were praying for. That was not what they were believing. The people's sole purpose was the study and the fulfillment of the divine commandments of the Torah. The Zionist movement created the Israeli state. Remember, Zionism is a secular religion. The latter is a persuasion less than 100 years old. Its essential goal was and is to change the nature of the Jewish people from that of a religious people to a political movement. From Zionism's inception, the spiritual leaders of Jewish people stood in staunch opposition to it. To this day, Torah Jewry remains forever loyal to its faith. Zionists want the world to believe that they are the representatives of the entire Jewish people. This is false. The Jewish people never chose these Zionists as their leaders. The Zionists have deceived many well-meaning Jewish people via terror, trickery, and false propaganda. They have at their disposal the use of a nearly universal subservient media. Whoever attempts to criticize them puts his livelihood and at times his very life in danger. However, despite the media blackout and easy resort to terror, the simple truth remains unrefuted and irrefutable. According to the Jewish faith and Torah law, the Jewish people are forbidden to have their own state while awaiting the Messianic era. The Creator gave us the Holy Land thousands of years ago. Yet when we sinned, He took it away and sent us into exile. Since that time, our task is to wait for Him to send the Messiah. At that time, the Creator alone, without any human being lifting a hand or saying a word, will bring us together and take us out of exile. He will likewise establish universal peace among all of mankind, and all will serve Him in goodwill. Some religious Jews, confused by Zionist propaganda, quote biblical verses that state that God gave the children of Israel the Holy Land. They overlook, unfortunately, those verses which say that He took it away because of our sins. They further ignore those prophecies and explicitly describe the last exile's confusion as a divine, not a human process. We're about done. The Creator has commanded every Jew to follow the ways of peace and to be loyal to the country where he lives. Torah true Jewry waits patiently for the Messianic redemption. They have nothing to do with any kind of pseudo-Jewish state and its aggressions against other peoples. They have a deep sympathy for the plight of the Palestinians who have suffered the most from Zionist false teachings and barbaric actions. The Zionist state is not a Jewish state. The Zionists alone are the only ones responsible for their actions. Authentic Jewry has and will continue to oppose the very existence of this blasphemous state. May all mankind witness the true redemption. Okay, so they missed the Messiah. You understand? But real, true Torah observant Jews oppose Zionism. Sarah said the Hasidic Jew believe that the Messiah will return the believer to the Holy Land, not man. And the modern state of Israel is nothing more than a man-made United Nation concoction. I open the floor. How many of you knew that?
Coach, I get a question then. Maybe you could do a show on this, old prophet coach, old prophet Dave.
Coach.
I love this. So here's the question. If the Rothschilds created Israel as a state.
They did. And Google it.
Okay. Then we Christians believe that at the establishment of Israel, we have 70 years until Christ comes back. That generation will not pass away.
Right.
So Christians are sitting on their butts waiting for Christ and not doing the work of evangelism. Right.
The very elect themselves would be deceived. What could they possibly be referring to, Tim?
There you have it. So my question is, what is really going on in the Christian church when we're being led all these lies? What's happening to the power of the church? Is there a lukewarmness taking place? I don't know.
Well, you look at a guy like John Hagee. John Hagee loves the Jews and Israel seemingly more than he loves America, right? More than, well.
Hey, Coach.
Yes, George.
Coach, we've been infiltrated. And you know what? I would encourage Right Wing Watch, because I think you're nailing it. Instead of attacking us for what we believe, prove that the Zionist state is actually real. Prove to us that it's real, because we're proving to you that it's not real, that it's a false thing.
Amen. I'm with you, George. Listen, folks. Seed of the serpent, seed of the woman. That's the battle. Truth against falsehood. We know, come on now, we know that the devil has infiltrated the Christian church. We can sit and we can look at that thing and say, man, that's not even Christianity with a lot of the stuff that we see going on. We see it. We get it, right? Well, how come we can't imagine that maybe the devil is playing with us on the other side too? That he's infiltrated what was once something called being a Hebrew, that he's infiltrated that and turned that into Judaism, into Zionism, and the great deception is upon us. And all of the eyes of the world are upon man-made Jerusalem, man-made Israel. Oh, my goodness. Hey, Jared, a little bit more information here, Jared. Make sure I got the right thing on there. That's not it. I'm sorry, Jared. I've just punched it up on my own, and I don't know which one I punched up. It's titled, okay. Bear with me, folks. Bear with me. Jews against Zionism. Punch that one up there, Jared. It's the second one. Am I making sense today? What is Zionism? Look at this. What's the name of this website? Scroll that down to the top of it, Jared, because you missed that a little bit. I want to say True Torah Jews. This is another Jewish website, okay? Zionism? What is Zionism? Well, Zionism is a movement founded by Theodore Herzl in 1896, whose goal is the return of Jews to Israel, or Zion, the Jewish synonym for Jerusalem and the land of Israel. The name of Zionism comes from the hill Zion, the hill on which the Temple of Jerusalem was situated. Supporters of this movement are called Zionists. Today, there is much confusion among Jews over the meaning of the term Zionism. It means different things to different people. The reason for this is that historically, Zionism has been a movement dominated by secularist Jews. Now, guys, what the heck is that? What is a secularist Jew? Herzl And most of his colleagues, by the way, secular means godless. So when he says secularist Jews, he's saying godless Jews. Now, we studied yesterday, is Judaism a race or a religion? Is it a race or a religion? Can't be a race because you can enter it. With me? Just trying to connect some dots here. Herzl and most of his colleagues were assimilated Jews who did not believe in the practice or in the Torah. Some Zionists were vehemently anti-religious. Are you guys listening to this? Some Zionists were vehemently anti-religious. Can you say ACLU? And saw the Torah and the mitzvahs as outdated rituals with no place in the modern state. Yet, the essence of the Zionist idea that Jews should return to the Holy Land and establish a government is not inherently secular. And in fact, the Zionist movement had some religious members from the very beginning. Some Jews today use Zionism as a synonym for Israel secularism. Can you believe this? Can you believe how we've been deceived? And thus, the support of the state of Israel while claiming to be anti-Zionist. These people's only complaint about the state of Israel is that it's not religious enough. They hope for the day when the state will be dominated by religious people. So the religious Jews want Israel to be religious. The secular Jews want to destroy all religion. Not done. But this is not the meaning of the term Zionism as used on this site. When we talk about Zionism here, we are referring to the concept that Jews should rise up, emancipate themselves from exile without waiting for the Messiah, and establish a Jewish government in the Holy Land using Jewish texts. We demonstrate that this concept is against the Torah and has been opposed by rabbis in all generations. There have been hundreds of rabbis over the past century who spoke out against the Zionist movement. But because of the ambiguity of the term, it is not always possible to prove that a given rabbi meant to oppose the concept of Zionism rather than secularism. For this reason, religious Zionists often make the claim that much rabbinic opposition to Zionism was only because it was a secular movement. Okay, there you go. I'm trying to lay a foundation. So what's the foundation you're laying, Coach? Well, here's what I think it is. There are two religions that we have confused. One is Zionism, which is the man-made governmental structure of Israel. That's Zionism. Observant Torah Jews do not approve of Zionism. It's like real Bible-believing Christians have had it up to their ears with the Episcopals. You following the same thing? The Bible-believing fundamental Christians would say, well, that's not Christianity. That's not Christianity. Torah observant Jews would say, that's not Judaism. That's not Judaism. That's Zionism. And so while we see in America operating as a Christian nation, Christians look at our government and say, that's not Christian. That's not Christian, pointing at our government. And Jews look at Israel and point at Israel and at Zionism. And what do they say? That's not Judaism. That's not Judaism. And isn't it amazing that the American government is in bed, the secular American government is in bed with a secular Jewish government? Oh my goodness. Somebody help me. Does anybody see this but me? Anybody see what's going on?
You're right on, Coach.
I know I am, man. I know I'm hitting a home run and ain't nobody cheering. This is so earth-shattering. It's so earth-shattering. The Jews themselves are telling us, they are pointing to out and saying, hey, folks, that's not real Judaism. Hey, folks, that's not real Judaism. They're telling us and we won't hear them because we have a secular America and a secular Israel working together with the support of American Christianity. It's just unbelievable. Now, are you ready?
One world religion.
Do you guys know?
You got the Catholic Church, you got Judaism, and you have the faith Christian, and it's all going to come together.
And Robert, the only thing holding back the one world government is Christianity. Pure and undefiled religion. That's the only thing that's holding back this new world order. And so because of our alliance now, believing that this, hey, they have told us these are secular Jews. These are non-practicing, non-religious Jews. We just read it from two different sources. So what would be the goal of non-secular Jews? What would be the goal? Come on, somebody tell me that you know. What would be the goal of non-secular Jews? I'm waiting.
Infiltrate Christianity.
And destroy it. Destroy all religion. The seed of the serpent and the seed of the woman. Whoever's speaking is breaking up there. I'm not sure who it is. Breaking up. Okay, I'm gonna show you something here you ain't gonna believe. Hey, this is heavy duty stuff, isn't it? This is heavy duty. I'm just telling you. It's revolutionized my life. It's revolutionized my view of the world. What's going on? What's really going on? And the great deception has fallen upon us. Okay. Hey, Jared, I got a video here, and we're only going to – I want you to forward it, Jared, to – it's the very first one, Jared, and I want you to forward it to the 13-minute mark. Pull it up there and forward it to the 13-minute mark while I'm talking about it here. This is a whole video that I watched. Listen, we're talking about just – folks, the destruction of Christianity. See, the devil doesn't want to kill Buddhism. He doesn't want to destroy Buddhism. He doesn't care about it. The devil doesn't want to destroy paganism. He doesn't want to destroy Islam. He doesn't want to destroy. He doesn't even care. I hate to tell you this. He doesn't even care if he destroys Judaism. He doesn't care. The devil wants to destroy Christ, the lineage of Christ, the seed of the serpent and the seed of the woman. His ultimate goal is the killing of Jehovah, the killing of Jesus. That's his ultimate. That's the devil's ultimate goal. And how he can do that is to, as Saul Alinsky said, to isolate it and freeze it. And so the whole attack in the world is against what? The Christ and his people. That's who the fight. Oh, my goodness. Anybody see it but me? Give me a thumbs up if you can see it more clearly. And he'll use any religious system he can to destroy the truth, the only truth out there. Jesus is the way, the truth, and the life. And if he can get all these other religions to gang up together against Christ and his anointed, if he can do that, then he's going to be successful. But he isn't going to be able to do it, see? Now, this is mind-blowing. And Jared, we may have to stop and freeze us a little bit so I can read this to the people who are listening rather than viewing this. This is from a video called Jews Against Zionism and the Rothschilds. Jews Against Zionism. And rather than watching the whole thing, this last 2 minutes about put me under. Start at the 13-minute mark, Jared, and freeze it when I say to.
Killed through lack of food and adequate medical care.
Here we go. Okay. Here's a summary of the Zionist doctrine from a book entitled The Protocols of the Learned Elders of Zion. Remember, Zionism is not Judaism. Goyim. Non-Jews are mentally inferior to Jews and can't run their nations properly. For their sake and ours, we need to abolish their governments and replace them with a single government. This will take a long time and involve much bloodshed, but it's for a good cause. Stop a minute now. Got Jared? Folks, this is the view of the Zionists, not Jews. Do you understand it? Zionism and Judaism are not the same thing. Keep going, Jared. Here's what needs to be done in order to achieve this, according to the book, The Elders of Zion. You ready? Time out. Pause that, Jared. See how many of these things you think has already happened. Here we go. Number one, place our agents and helpers everywhere. Two, take control of the media and use it in propaganda for our plans. Three, start fights between different races, classes, and religions. Four, use bribery, threats, and blackmail to get our way. Five, use free Masonic lodges to attract potential public officials. Wow. Keep rolling, Jared. Appeal to successful people's egos. Appoint puppet leaders who can be controlled by blackmail. Replace royal rule with socialist rule, then communism, then despotism. Abolish all rights and freedoms except the right of force by us. Sacrifice people, including Jews, when necessary. Eliminate religion. Replace it with science and materialism. Control the education system to spread the deception and destroy intellect. Rewrite history for our benefit. Create entertaining distractions. Corrupt minds with filth and perversion. Encourage people to spy on one another. Keep the masses in poverty and perpetual labor. Take possession of all wealth, property, and especially gold. There you go, baby. Let me make the distinction for you again here in case you missed it. Zionism is not Judaism. Judaism is not Zionism. Zionism is secular Judaism, non-practicing, non-believing Jews, so-called Jews, Khazar Jews, Ashkenazic Jews. And so therefore, we see the nation of Israel being controlled, dare I say it, by non-practicing Jews. They've adopted. See, what do we have in America? Well, we have the social gospel now. JR, is that the gospel? Is the social gospel the gospel? Well, no. But how many churches have adopted the social gospel? It's been infiltrated from within. So what we are worshiping in America, worshiping and supporting a secular, non-practicing Jewish state, man-made Jewish state. Now, think about this a second. When the President of the United States gets elected, do you know who the first three people he meets with? Well, not first three. You know, right up near the top of the first three people he's going to meet with? He's going to go to the Vatican. He's going to go visit the Queen. And he's going to go visit Bibi Netanyahu. Hurts, doesn't it? It hurts. Secular Judaism. Somebody rescue me while I'm looking for something here. Come on.
Well, I just got in and been listening on the PTS website instead of in the queue here. And if I didn't know the subject matter you were talking about and I had just got in, I would say that you guys had been describing Islam.
Except for the moral part of it. Muslims still expect people to be moral. Secular, what do they call it? Zionism. They don't expect anybody to be moral. In fact, they want to destroy it. They want to destroy it.
Sounds like the Democratic Party to me.
It does. It does. And then you ask yourself, why do all of these secular Jews vote Democrat? Well, they're non-believing Jews. Come on, they're non-believing Jews. Now, I'm gonna show you what. Oh my goodness, I got, man, where'd that time go? Hey, Jared, pull the one up there that says, hey, give me a thumbs up if this has been pretty good. It's been pretty good, hasn't it? I think it's been pretty good. I don't care whether you think it has or not. Jared, pull up six companies. It's third from the bottom, Jared. What's that say? No, I don't want to do that. I don't want this thing to snooze. I want to dismiss that. Yeah, Jared. Okay, now scroll down. Seven things about the mainstream media they don't want you to know. There are seven companies that Detroit and that can go all the way down, Jared. Control the media. This is going to blow your mind. Clear on down, Jared. Six companies. I got another video I can show you on that, but I don't know if go on down. Go on down. Stay right there. And most of them are controlled by Zionists. See, I think we'll get a lot farther, guys, if we begin to call these secular Jews Zionists rather than Jews. Now, they don't want us to, but that'll clarify for us. What's a Zionist? A non-religious, secular, non-practicing Jew. And what is a Jew? Is it a religion or a race? Well, it used to be a race, but when they got scattered, it became merely a religion. So look here, look at this. Time Warner. Can you guys all see that on your screen? Time Warner, Zionist owned, owns CNN, HBO, Time, Turner Broadcasting, Warner Brothers, CW Network, TMZ, New Line Media, Time Warner Cable, Cinemax, Cartoon Network, TBS, TNT, America Online, MapQuest, Movie Phones, Castle Rock. The same media conglomerate owns all those. Jared, go to the next one. Sports Illustrated, Fortune. Okay, then we have Disney. What does Disney own? ABC, Disney, ESPN, Disney Channel, History Channel, Soap, A&E, Lifetime, Disney Records, Hollywood Records, Miramax, Touchstone, Disney Pictures, 277 radio stations. Keep on going down, Jared. That's number two. Three, Viacom. Viacom, what do they own? Paramount Pictures, Paramount Home Entertainment, Black Entertainment Network, Comedy Central, Country Music Television, Logo, MTV, MTV Canada, Nick at Night, Nick Jr., Nickelodeon, Spike TV, The Movie Channel, VH1. Then we go to News Corp. What does News Corp own? Dow Jones and Company, Fox Television, The New York Post, TV Guide, Fox Search Pictures, Fox Business Network, Fox Kids Europe, Fox News, Fox. On down through it. Next one. This is where we get all of our media. All of our media. CBS. Well, they own CBS, CBS Sports, CBS Television, CNET, Showtime, TV, CBS Radio, Infinity Broadcasting, Simon & Schuster Books, Westwood One Radio Network. Then we have Comcast. Who does Comcast own? Wow. NBC, Bravo, CNBC, NBC News, MSNBC, NBC Sports, NBC Television, Oxygen, Sci-Fi Magazine, Telemundo, US Network, Weather Channel, Focus. Holy smoke. Go on down, Jared. Universal Pictures. And so the American people are absolutely addicted to media. And who controls the media? Who owns the media? Zionists. Zionists, who the religious Jews themselves reject. Do you understand that? The religious Jews themselves reject Zionism and say it is a religion of its own, a non-religious, secular belief system that is, dare I say it, controlling the government of Israel. Come on, jump in here. Are you stunned? Nobody has anything to say?
Have they infiltrated the Christian church?
Well, they are controlling the... Is that what you said, J.R.? Controlling the Christian church? Doesn't look, looks like it, right?
Yeah.
Look, yeah, because everything we're doing, our entire foreign policy is based on who? You got it. We're in the Middle East for two reasons. Oil and Zionism. And by the way, they're probably connected. The Zionists probably want to control the oil. Again, somebody see if I've been a good teacher here. What is Zionism? Can somebody explain to me what Zionism is? It's important that we be able to explain this to our friends.
The secular humanism movement that uses the Jewish religion as a storefront.
JR, say that again. There it is. Now, folks, listen to this. Say it again, JR.
Secular humanist movement that's using the Jewish religion as a storefront.
Unbelievable. It's secular humanism masquerading as Judaism. That's what it is.
Isn't that what a huge percentage of our, quote, churches are? Secular humanism masquerading as Christianity?
That's what I was trying to say. That's what I was trying to say.
But that's what I said earlier. Isn't that what I said earlier? And so this infiltration, when we read in 2 Thessalonians, this great delusion has crept into the church. Where the American church is not only supporting secular humanism in America, it's supporting secular humanism in Israel under the guise of that being Judaism. And it is not. It's Zionism. It's Zionism. Guys who think they're Jewish because they were born Jewish, because their family converted hundreds of years ago, and today they think that that makes them a race of people, and it's a religion. And now they've taken Judaism and they've turned it into Zionism. John Hagee.
Coach, now I'm really ticked off. You had on there the Cartoon Network.
Yeah.
And I thought that was the only real news left.
Yeah. Well, they're the only ones that are honest about themselves, I would say, Tim. At least they say they're cartoons. Point being what? They have infiltrated every area of life. The Zionist, secular humanist, God-hating spirit isn't everywhere. And you wonder why the news is what it is. You wonder why our elections are all about popularity. That's the news. Trump's up, Hillary's down. Hillary's up, Trump's down. It's never really about their policies. It's never really about what they're going to do. They try to guide us through polling to their selected candidate. So we come to this conclusion here, as I'm running out of time here on Friday. Where's Trump stand on all this? And you better understand this, folks, that this Zionist secular religion is much more than one guy can ever take on. Donald Trump could never. This thing has been at work for hundreds of years, and it's been on steroids since 1948. And to think that Donald Trump, one man, can come in and overthrow this kingdom would be great foolishness on our part. And to understand that whatever it is, if he's the real deal, if he's God's man, then he has to pick the battles that he thinks he can win and not fight the ones that he doesn't think he can win. And I would tell you this, I'd hate to be in his shoes. That's my take on it. I would hate to be in his shoes. Two guys walk in here, two big guys come in here in black suits and they got guns and they threaten my children and my grandchildren. I'd have to think long and hard. And for us to not understand that there's a human side of Trump and all this thing that's going on, and when he's waking up and realizing that he's surrounded by, wow, what am I surrounded by here?
Well, you know, I just spent 3 days on a camping trip with two of my grandkids without, you know, didn't listen to a single second of news or anything during those 3 days, and came back, and instead of having a daily diet of every blow-by-blow happening in Washington, D.C. and in the Trump administration and everything, I got a three-day explosion of what happened over the past 3 days.
Mm.
And, you know, it's from what you've brought forth this morning, it is absolutely no surprise that that Donald Trump was attempting to keep his campaign promises and stuff like that from the very beginning. But as every day and as every three-day block goes by, he is abandoning more and more of what he campaigned on and is lining up with the powers that be that are already in place. That swamp will never get drained unless somebody reaches down and pulls the plug.
Only Jesus can drain that swamp. So here's the getaway. Don't forget JR tomorrow at 10 o'clock. Pick him up at, where is that, JR? At mmunited.org. Listen, we see Judaism masquerading as Zionism. Secular Judaism is Zionism. And secular Christianity as what? Social justice? Whatever that thing is out there. That the devil is at work after the seed of the woman, doing everything he can to destroy Christ and his people. That's where the battle lies. Don't ever forget it. Don't ever forget. There's two sides, the devil's team and the Lord's team, and you aren't on both of them. And if you're not a servant of the Lord Jesus Christ, you are an enemy of the cross. God bless you. We'll see you all tomorrow. No, Monday. God bless you. See you on Monday.